how everything been going?
Everything's good, you know. Had an easy date.
Uh-huh. Meth fan?
Of course.
Woo. You from North Carolina?
Not from New York. The Bronx.
I'm gonna say, I was like, I haven't met a lot of people from North Carolina down here.
Not here, you won't.
How long you been here?
I've officially been here since 2004. Like, I actually moved here, but okay. I've been back and forth since 99. I went to North Carolina Central.
Okay, okay. And word.
Then, and the only reason why I came back is because me and my team, we done started our own labels and everything. Uh-huh. We was touring, so it was like...
You do music or you produce?
Yeah, both.
Okay.
Yeah. Matter of fact, you ever heard of Justice League, Lil Brother, Ninth Wonder?
Yeah.
That's my squad.
Okay. So, okay. Damn.
And I only do this when I ain't got nothing else to do.
Nah.
Because I actually use this for, like, networking.
Nah, listen, so, I completely understand.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, the dope part about it is every time, like, I'll say, like, maybe four out of ten rides,
uh-huh.
I land gigs out of doing this. That's the only reason why I keep doing it.
Man, I ain't mad.
Be like, yeah, I need a DJ. Here go my card.
I was doing the same thing.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, well, before I get out, I want to get your card.
Yeah.
But I was doing the same thing. I just moved out here from Virginia with my lady.
Okay.
And started driving for Lyft. First, just to figure out the way around.
Mm-hmm.
And then, because I do photography too. Photography, videography, all that.
Oh, word.
So I was, same thing, plugging in. But somebody tried to take me out, man. Totaled my car. What? Somebody, drunk driver, rear-ended me from the back.
Damn.
Took my car out. So it's going on about 3 weeks now.
Yeah.
So I'm just fighting with the rental, but trying to get a car tomorrow to get back on my feet.
Gotcha.
So I can just, you know, get back in action.
Yeah.
It's been real. So I'm used to driving, so it's crazy.
Yeah, I can fully understand that.
But nah, that's dope though. So you DJ a lot down here?
Yeah, I do a lot of corporate events. Like, I just landed Boost Mobile.
Damn.
So they've been hiring me a lot for all of their events. And the last party I did for them, it was just all owners, like all store owners in North Carolina.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Region. So
that's dope.
And after that, and I wasn't even really DJing that party. I was just pressing play and fading music out for the next speaker. At the end of the party, they was like, yeah, give me your card. We want you to do all our events. I was like, all right.
Word.
Because like the main dude, he was the one that definitely hired me. He was off the top.
Okay.
I did one in Durham.
Okay.
He came in because he seen like, because like the way I do my joint, like I wear, you know, saying the Run DMC hat.
Okay.
And I rock my Adidas. So when he saw that, he was sold.
Okay.
And then when he heard the music I was playing, I was rocking it. He was like, so I'm forgetting I'm at work.
Like,
he said, you got me over here dancing. I'm like, I'm supposed to be doing this shit. So he was like, yo, he's like, we cutting out the middleman. I'm just going to hire you directly.
Okay.
So when I did that party over there at the hotel in Raleigh, he called me. He was like, it was Thursday. And he was like, yo, I need you on Tuesday. Can you do it?
That makes sense.
And he's like, I'll pay you right now.
That makes sense.
I was like, yeah.
Why not?
Check.
Right.
Here goes my info. Boom, I sent you the invoice.
Damn.
Made that joint 15 minutes later.
Yeah. We definitely gotta do something. I'm trying to.
Yeah, because I do videography too. I shot two commercials for Title Boxing Club.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? The one in the Cavi location and then their Greenville location.
Okay.
So, you know, I'm plugged into like a lot of artists that's looking for, you know, photography.
Videography, all that stuff.
So, like, I have no problem with spreading the love. I don't need to hoard everything for myself.
And you already got a team and everything you work with?
I need to build a team. Like, I do everything by myself. Like,
yeah.
I can't find it. Here's the thing
it's
about
difficult.
North Carolina. You're not going to find people who's going to be your equal to like, yo, and understand how to, you know, how a team rises together. Because, you know, everybody's either trying to do it on their own. They trying to get paid for everything.
Yeah.
I'm like, son, it don't always work that way. Sometimes we got to do a pro bono and build the network so we can build our network.
Yeah.
And
I agree.
You know what I'm saying? Because I'm in a position where, like, I keep getting opportunities.
Okay.
There's a, you ever heard that show called White Famous on Showtime with Jay Farrell and Jamie Foxx?
You know, I just seen something the other day about it.
Yeah,
I literally heard it one time before, right before you said something.
Yeah.
So now it's like, now it kind of ring bells.
Because episode 5, they played one of my songs.
Okay.
They, you know, they cut me a check for a song I released 8 years ago.
Damn.
So, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, yo, I keep getting all of these opportunities, and I try to put people on,
and they just don't fall through.
People just don't get it. And I'm like, all right. So like, I bought all my own equipment. So like, you know, I got a Canon 7D. I got the other Panasonic. Ooh. I forgot the name of that joint. You can shoot a movie with that shit.
Okay.
You know, I got lights. I got green screen. I got, you know, I got fucking everything. And I'm like, I just need people to help me do this shit. Like, I'm tired of doing everything by myself. I don't want the glory of doing it by myself. I just want the check.
Yeah, yeah.
And I want the people that ride with me to get a check too.
Oh, so yeah. Like, oh, yeah. That's how it's supposed to be.
You know, so.
And my camera just got taken out too.
Word.
Yeah, it was in the back. It was in the back. I was tight. So now
I'm. You ain't have insurance on it?
On the camera?
Yeah.
Nah.
Like warranty, nothing?
I had 1 year warranty, but that was up. That was that's been up.
Yeah.
So now I'm trying to fight to get that back. I'm gonna get it. But it's just an inconvenience. But
nah,
you know,
it sure is.
You know, walked away okay.
Yeah.
Everybody walked away okay, so I can't complain about that.
Right.
Now it's just time to get back on it. But photography, working on a podcast I just created.
That's what's up.
What else? I know a lot of people back home that do music. Producing stuff, and I go back home a lot. I'm actually going back home this weekend.
Okay.
Just because that's where everybody I know. I just shoot there. People call me. They're like, all right, let's do something. Right. But most of we doing weddings and engagements. A lot of couples.
Okay.
Just because my lady, we've been together about 5 years, so she helped me a lot. So it just falls in play. Right. It just falls in play. Oh, y'all, you know, look good together. Y'all work good together, and you know the ladies, it worked. You know,
yeah.
And it's easier for me to shoot a couple with my lady there.
Right,
it's kind of takes some like stress off it, I guess.
Gotcha.
So it's like a team thing right now. But yeah, just trying to work, network.
Yeah, that's the DJ one, but like even like my label one has all the same information, just different email.
Okay.
So you know, and all the emails come to my phone, so you can call, text. You know what I'm saying? Shoot an email, whatever.
That's a bet.
Send me all your links, what you, you know what I'm saying, already did. And then I'll start plugging your name.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Cause
you said you went to North Carolina?
Yeah, Central.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, how long you been out? Where you came out?
I stopped going in 99.
Okay.
Because there was no need for me to keep going to get a degree for I was already getting paid to rap.
I agree.
So, like, once we started getting record deals, it was over. Like,
I did it. I went to Union.
Okay.
I went to Central for college tour right before. It was college. All the black schools,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, I know. That's how I was supposed to go to Virginia State.
Yeah.
But I turned it down.
Yeah, we playing Virginia State tonight. I just seen something on the ground.
Word.
I've been out. I only been out for 4 years.
Okay.
I just seen they playing state tonight. One of my homeboys, I went to state, and he do he don't DJ, but his homeboy DJ.
Right.
And they do a lot of stuff back home.
Okay.
But that's home. That's there. I'm here. You know.
You gotta make a way for yourself out here.
Trying to make something happen.
Yeah, man.
Hey.
Like I tell people, I'm an opportunity creator. I create opportunities never to go back to work for nobody. So, you know, with me having, because, like, everything that I do now is, like, outside of owning a record label, doing videos, you know, saying selling albums, because I got a new album dropping April 27th.
Okay.
But I also print T-shirts. I do my own jackets. You know what I'm saying? So, outside of selling my stuff, I outsource my, you know, my services to people who got family reunions, church gatherings, you know, business owners need drinks for their employees.
Oh, yeah.
So I do all of that, you know what I'm saying? So I, like, at the house, I have a 360-degree creative circle.
Uh-huh.
So, like, everywhere is how I make money. So I'm like, I'm never going back to a 9-to-5 again. It's like, why would I? You know what I'm saying? Man,
I need some shirts, too.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so, yeah, just hit me up, man. Like, I do everything. And I'm about to take this sewing course.
Okay.
So I can up my embroidery game.
That's what I was saying, for embroidery.
Yeah. So I got the embroidery machine already. Like, I can start doing that, and then I can really enhance these jackets and shirts. and hats and then go all in.
I had I bought a jacket from I can't think of his name right now. He got a pretty big following on the ground. And he put his logo on it and, you know, other stuff on his jacket. It's a bomber jacket.
Right.
He put, you know, other mad stuff on there, and then he also put whatever you want on there. So I had him put my logo on there.
Yeah.
For photography. And I got that, what, last year? I was trying to think of his name. I thought that was pretty dope. Dang. That's what I said, though. Yeah. But you gotta make sure you gotta hustle, man. Working in a fucking bank. Not for long.
We think we're here.
Fancy.
Yeah. I used to work for Wells.
Damn.
And I was like, I'm out of here. I said, I made more money than. I was like, yo, that used to kill me. Every time every day I used to go to work. And I was like, yo, you know I make more money fucking DJing.
Yeah.
In less time.
Yeah.
I'll get 2 days paid for, you know what I'm saying, for 2 to 4 hour DJ gigs. And I'm like, why am I doing this?
Yo, for weddings, I did about a dozen weddings so far. I'm still, you know,
yeah,
just getting out there with the weddings. So I only done about a dozen, but still, that was like more than freaking weeks worth of. But it's not. I'm not consistent right now. Definitely not consistent right now. This fucking accent.
That's when you gotta turn it up. You know what I'm saying? Like I was turning it up so much, I kept falling out of work. I was like, look, I gotta go.
Yep.
And then the blessing came. I got fired. I was like, yes. And it was also some dumb shit. And even my manager was mad about that shit. She was like, nah, you're not gonna be fired. I was like, I said, shorty, I don't give a fuck if I do.
Yeah.
I said, you know I give money. And yep. I was like, I don't need y'all niggas. So when I got fired, I took my 401k.
Yep.
And paid off a hell of a loan.
Yep.
And I was like, yeah, I'm done. Never looked back since. And shorty I used to work with, they be asking her, cause she talked to me every other day. They be like, yo, how you doing? Like, great, this motherfucker don't work for nobody. You get paid more than you, and you're the baddest.
Yep.
So it's like, but I, you know, I eat what I kill. So, I mean, now, like, my next thing is to break in and do more weddings. But a lot of these motherfuckers be cheap. Like, I'm like, nah, I can't do it.
For weddings, right?
Yeah, I'm like, how you expect to pay, you know, $400 and you spent like $900 on a cake?
Yeah.
Fuck out of here.
$900 on a cake.
I'm, you know what I'm saying, I'm bringing more value than the cake. I'm bringing lights, I'm bringing music.
Yep. The party.
Yeah.
The party, essentially. You gotta have a good DJ.
Yeah, I'm about to do my first prom next month.
Oh, for real?
And they paying me $1,800.
I'm lit that day.
Shit.
I was lit in my prom.
Yeah, I was like, word?
Shit, I went about 4 proms.
I said, now I got to break into that. I was like, I get those steady, I gotta kill this one.
Yeah.
Cause they gonna have it downtown at the art space.
See, that's the thing too. I was thinking about trying to get into, well, before I moved down here, I was trying to get plugged into doing the school, the high school photos, yearbook photos and headshots and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But I moved. Yeah. And I'm still figuring out. You just got down here.
Still opportunity. But they always look, you know what I'm saying? Like the funny thing is, like, they'll always have somebody, but they'll always keep their eye open just in case.
Mm-hmm.
But then that's when you gotta like close the door behind you when you get in. Cause that's what I did with Duke University. Like they hire me like at least 4 times a year for their events.
Mm.
They don't hire nobody else.
Mm.
I came in like a motherfucker. It was like, wait. Nah, you're it.
Yep.
Like you're it. And then I just like 2 months ago I landed NC State. They want me to do like karaoke for their for the students like right before exams.
Mm.
And like
just to get
before final exams, and then like when they come back off winter break.
Okay.
So it's like, yeah, you the only one, cause the last DJ we had, he was good, but yo, you had them rocking. Like these kids, they don't, you know, it looked like the club, and we did that in the cafeteria.
I spoke to one of the bouncers downtown.
Mm-hmm.
What's that club name?
Solace.
Next to Solus.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
I think it's like Lenore or something.
Noir, yeah.
I spoke to one of the head bouncers there about trying to talk to the owner about coming in doing taking photos.
Right.
You know, nighttime club photos.
Yeah.
I was doing that hella times in Virginia.
Yeah.
Richmond. Every Thursday, Friday. Every Thursday, Friday, then you try to go on Saturday. It's always a different promotion team.
Right.
like, yo, man, I was just there last night. But different, you know, promoters, different promoters, they be here. Let's discuss it. But like Thursday, Friday, boom, no problem, know everybody. Saturday, even though all that stuff take time to build up, but I was, that's what I was doing. Yeah. That's mainly what I was doing before I was started doing couples and stuff like that. But
yeah, and I say, yeah, just keep hitting them up. They're gonna need it. Definitely gonna need it, especially if, you know, now we're all just, you know, new, a lot of new people moving down here.
Mm-hmm.
And the club scene is starting to get a little bit bigger again.
So traffic is crazy.
They can take advantage, because I don't see too many, you know what I'm saying, people doing, you know what I'm saying, photography in the clubs out here like they used to.
Okay.
Because my boy, he used to do it. He had it on Smash because he had...
You know what? I don't. Oh no, you was right. My bad. I was gonna say, when I went out, I didn't see anybody shooting. But they do it a lot more in Richmond.
Yeah. The way he had it, he had a website, and he was basically doing, like, outside of just, you know, taking the photos and just, you know, putting them on the site and like, yo, we was at this club. And
uh-huh.
Nah, he was like really doing. It was damn near. He was doing more promotion.
Yeah.
For the club.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It was like,
and that's what I was just thinking about too, when you said that, because now that I think about it, it's mostly the promoters that want photography. They the ones that pay for the photographers
right.
to come out.
So you just get in, you know, hit them for a nice fee where it's not like breaking them, but you're not shorting yourself.
Uh-huh.
So you kind of meet in the middle. You're like, all right, look, man, I can't go no lower than this.
Yeah.
But this is what I can deliver.
Yep.
I'll give you, you know, $1,000 worth for X amount.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, well, you know, but I want to be the only one.
Exactly.
And every Friday, Saturday, every Thursday, Friday, Saturday, boom. Every time you got a party, I'm the one you call. Don't call nobody else. We'll lock it in. I'm gonna show you. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, he was getting bread over that.
But yeah, this stuff I want to start doing. As far as with the videography, I want to start doing interviews.
Okay.
I just interviewing, you know, people, pretty much entrepreneurs, people that work for themselves, people that gotta hustle, wedding planners, fitness trainers, DJs, photographers, club promoters, club owners.
Right.
You know, like, what's your story? Why are you doing this? And what, you know, because if you're doing something that you wanted, or I guess if you're an entrepreneur and you're working for yourself,
right.
Whatever you're working for, whether it's fitness or, you know, whatever the case may be, you gotta love that. And I'm like, what made you get into that?
Right.
You know, and they just, you know, yeah. And I know, people doing. I watch a lot of Elliot Ness, not Elliot Ness, Elliot Ness, Elliot Ness from the band. What's his name? Wilson.
Okay.
And he do all Jay-Z video interviews.
Yeah.
I think his name Elliot was.
I think it's something
like that.
Yeah, Elliot or something.
Elliot
I know
something.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
He got that annoying little laugh. But like his interviews, and then I just been listening to a lot more like podcasts just to,
yeah,
you know, try to be more vocal.
Man, just find your voice. Because at the end of the day, that's all it really is. Because anybody can ask questions, but mm-hmm. It's like, was it really dope to sit down with you this whole time?
Yeah, yeah.
I do a lot of interviews, and it gets to a point, a lot of interviews bore me, and I just take over the interview and ask my own questions. I'm like, yo, this, you're not doing your research for one.
Yep.
Like,
yep.
They asked me this for the last 10 years. Like, why are you asking me something that was already asked and answered? Get creative.
Exactly.
And then be, you know, I mean, you look at, like, let's say, for instance, like, you ever seen Drink Champs with Nori?
Yes. Yep.
Like, come on, Nori is not a journalist.
Yeah.
But he know how to ask questions.
Yeah.
Now, sometimes he gets off the rails,
uh-huh.
And he be going in, but it's like, but he's so entertaining.
Shit, funny.
You know what I'm saying? The person being interviewed gets more hype.
Right.
And it's like, oh, shit, man, yo, son, I was on tour with these. Uh-huh. Whoop, whoop. Oh, shit. Like, yo, I know I can't get to talk about this, but chill.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but it's like,
yeah.
But like, yo, like, but you wanna, you know what I'm saying, bring
that,
it out of them.
Yeah, yeah,
you know what I'm
bring
saying?
That energy.
That's why, like, Angie Martinez is like the top of her game.
Yeah, oh
she
yeah.
She knew how to talk to Jay-Z long time ago. That's why when it's exclusive time,
mm-hmm.
Jay will tell her first. after all these years, you know what I'm saying? Because she know how to do it.
She got hella respect.
Yeah.
I can't believe it, man.
Because she, for one, she wasn't out there fucking everybody.
Mm-hmm.
She was out there asking the right questions and making people want to deal with them even more. And it was like, yo, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, okay.
It's crazy because I guess it's like, even in any era, like whatever you're doing, you don't really realize how it impact, I guess, the culture until you reach like a certain,
right,
like that era. Like if you look back, like I guess, like in, for instance, Jay, DMX, and Ja, you don't really see their impact. Well, I don't even know how to try to put it. I lost it.
At the time it's happening.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, but you had to have that foresight to know what's coming. And that's what she had. You know what I'm saying? It was like, okay, yeah, they're not just, you know, rap stars in a moment. They're exceptional.
Oh, yeah.
And when you see that, that's when you elevate your questions, because you're like, yo, you're going to be here for a while.
Yep.
So let me continue to step my game up and keep you coming back. Because, like, me doing a service for you is going to do a service for me later.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're gonna keep coming back.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime I hear something is a break in the story, oh yeah, 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 you gotta come talk to me. Because now it's like you built such a rapport with me. It's like now I got to tell you. Like yo, me and Beyonce, yo,
yep, you're rap. Yep.
Like what?
Yep.
I got to tell you. You call Angie first.
Anything,
yo.
You're hooked.
Yeah. So
Biggie, 10 crack.
Exactly. So it's like that's it. So it's like, you know, it's the same thing. It's like, you know, you have to be very passionate about that.
Yeah.
Like, that's going to be your move. Like, if you're really going to take that charge and really interview people,
yep,
then it's like, okay, now you got to make that super interesting. Because, like, my cousin, she's like she just started doing genealogy.
Genealogy?
So, like, you know, finding people's, you know, lineage.
Okay.
So, she's dubbed the hip-hop genealogist.
Okay.
So, she just landed Black Thought from the Roots. Now, Questlove, he was on TV with the other dude, the old dude that did the genealogy.
Okay.
But then my cousin did Black Thought. So now he's going to put her name out everywhere.
That's crazy.
But you know what I'm saying? But like the her hook is, you know, she's a year younger than me. So she grew up in the 90s. So she was a fan of hip hop off the top. So she already knows who her client base is.
Uh-huh.
So she's like, yeah, off your music. You know, like I know how to ask these questions. But now I'm going to find out who your people are. And then when she did his, yo, that motherfucker was speechless.
That's it.
So, you know what I'm saying? So she got a lot of people. She's about to get Killer Mike next.
You know I was watching an interview. Somebody else just did that. Like, just went back to go find that. Oh, I was watching Ebro with Ryan Coogler, the dude who made Creed and all them.
Okay.
Creed and Black Panther.
Yeah.
And he was telling how he went back to Africa, but he did one of those tests to see like who his peoples was, where you came from.
Right.
What's his name did the same thing, Waka Flocka. I respect Waka Flocka a lot more after I seen that interview.
Right.
Because he spoke some real stuff. They be hip to the game.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of them. 2 Chainz? 2 Chainz so super smart, yo.
Yeah, no, see, that dude is smart. He did graduate. You know what I'm saying? Which one is yours?
Right here.
Right, okay. It's just that he dumbed down all the way so he can sell these records. He's not stupid. You know what I'm saying? You know, he gotta sound stupid to sell records. It didn't work.
Yeah, appreciate that, my brother.
No doubt, man. So yeah, just hit me up, man.
Will do. Definitely gonna be in contact. Yeah. Enjoy the rest of the evening. How late you usually got there?
Brandon, like tonight I gotta go to the new radio station.
Okay.
They gonna premiere one of my songs that we kinda leaked yesterday.
True.
So I'm gonna go check that out at 10:00. I might, because I know I'm going to drive from now until 10, and then if I feel like it, I'm going to go to Chapel Hill and then just drive from like 12 to 3 and call it.
And then just go out. Yeah, I just appreciate that.
All right, man.